If you've got your Bibles tonight, I've got a real simple text, and don't take that the wrong way. I'm not disrespecting the Word of the Lord at all, but it's a passage that even a young child can understand. And but I got a thought out of it that just kept rolling over to my head, and I'm gonna try to share a little bit with you tonight. You know, we all go through storms. You're either going through one, or you will go through one, or you just come out of one. Storms are something that is guaranteed in our life. I'm getting a little bit of a hum, and now I'm not getting anything up here. Did you get me fixed? Do you want me to switch to the white mic? You got me? Okay, you got me there? Okay. And but in Luke chapter number 6 and verse 46, I'm going to read a couple of verses here. And it said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" And then he goes on and says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." I know that there's two builders here that the Bible talks about, but this is the only one that I want to deal with. We have the foolish and the wise. Both built a house, and I'm sure from the outside, both of the houses look good. But the difference was, one was built upon the rock and the other upon the sand. The thought that the Lord gave me was, what to do when you don't know what to do? Has anybody ever been there? What do you do when you don't know what to do? I remember Jesus asked a question to Simon Peter back in the book of Matthew chapter 16. When he said, "Whom do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." He wasn't talking about building the church upon Peter. He was talking about building the church upon him. I am the one that will build my church upon me, upon this rock. I will build my church. And I like what he said. He said, "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." It is important what we build our foundation upon. Christ is a solid rock that will stand. If we're on the rock, this is just so simple. There's three things that the gates of hell cannot shake. He tells us if we do these three things, you'll find him in verse 47. He says, "Whosoever cometh to me," that's the first thing we got to do. You can't do it on your own. Let me tell you something. This world will rock your boat if you're not established. You have to go to Jesus Christ Ask him to be your personal Savior. Confess your sins. Invite him into your heart. Upon this rock will I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He tells us the second thing. He that heareth my sayings. You know, it's kind of important to know what the Bible says. How can you stand on the promises of God when you don't know what the promises of God are? I said it time and time again when Jesus was tempted of the devil and he took him up on that high pinnacle. He said, it is written. It is written. Three times he used the word against the devil. Amen. You better believe the devil knows it. You better know it also. And then he goes on and tells us not only he heareth my sayings, but he that doeth it. Lord, I know what the Bible says, but this is the modern day. You know, we do it differently nowadays. Lord, help us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm not talking about a dime store God. I'm talking about a God that comes to visit once a month. I'm talking about a God that has taken up abode inside of your residence, that comes to live with you. A God that not only helped you build your house, but abides there. You have built your house on a solid foundation that is sure. That foundation cannot be shaken. You'll have storms in your life. Storms are guaranteed. I'm reminded of Job chapter 14 and verse 1. Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. In other words, if you're breathing, you're going to have storms in your life. Some point in time, some form or fashion, the winds are going to blow and the waves are going to get high. And you're going to need somebody that can calm the storm. There was a storm that came through Egypt. Listen, he's no respecter of person. You'll find out that the only difference was that there were some houses that had the blood applied to the doorpost and above to the lintel. Death hit on the houses that did not have that. But the ones that had the blood applied, they passed over. They were still standing. You know why? Because they was built on a solid foundation. Second Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. If you know him and he knows you, you can stand the storm. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the faith chapter. He says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Everyone that was listed in Hebrews chapter 11, the hall of faith, trusted in God. You know why? Because they had a foundation that was based and built on Jesus Christ in their heart and in their life. They knew what it was like to go through a storm, but they also knew what it was like to be able to trust in a living God. I have studied this book over. I was trying to calculate, and probably for some 52 years, ever since I've been able to read, I've been reading and studying, teaching and preaching out of this book. This is a good book. And I'll tell you what, every passage that I've ever looked at, and every place I've ever studied, I've never found one time where God ever lost a battle. If He is with you, and you are with Him, you cannot lose. He that cometh to God. I thought about the multiplication that God has. He has some amazing multiplications. He'll take one person, save that person, and that one person will share their testimony with multiple people that will turn their life around and give their life to Christ. And the multiplication just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. That's what God wants from us. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5 tells us, "This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." You know what that tells me? If I'm going through a storm, I not only have my foundation built upon Jesus Christ, who Jesus Christ built the church upon, but I have the church that will back me up and help me in my time of distress. There's nothing like going through a trial and having people to pick up the phone and call and say, "I'm praying for you. I've got your back. We'll get through this together." I don't understand why we don't do what He says to do. We need to hear and then do what He says. I thought about the psalmist, David, Psalms 40 and verses 2, familiar passage. He said, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He put a new song in my mouth." You know, David wouldn't have been where he was at if he hadn't allowed the Lord to direct his paths and establish his goings. But Lord, my Bible says, as straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and few be there that find it. But Lord, everybody else is going this. Everybody else is doing this. This looks like fun. This looks like, you know, this is entertainment. This is what I want to do. And He that doeth them. The winds will blow. The storms will come. But if you want your house to stand, there's three simple things that He gives us here that tells us that this is what we need to do. Boy, I knew it would be quiet up here tonight. If we do what He says, the storm can't shake you. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." Amen. Did you get that? You've got to have somebody else inside of you besides you. Greater is He that is in you. In other words, you have to build your house upon the rock. He has to abode inside of you. He has it under control. I have to remind myself, all I have to do is stand on the rock. You know, you'll read all throughout the book of Exodus where Moses, God commanded Moses to stand still and see the salvation of God. In other words, Moses, stand still and let the people see who I am. It wasn't Moses. It was God. But you know who Moses was standing on? He was standing on God. He was standing on the promises. He had a firm foundation under him that could not be shaken. I like the idea of the church being led by Christ and putting the devil in his place. According to scriptures, I'm not talking about just stuffing a sock in his mouth. I'm talking about marching him to the pits of hell where he belongs. There's some things that we can learn about a storm from Christ. Number one, Jesus can sleep through one. He can take a nap. Storms don't worry him. You know, we have them alerts on our phones. I turned mine off. They get a tornado somewhere, even in close proximity, and my phone was going off all night long. I figured out how to shut that thing off. I can sleep through the storm. If the storm takes me out of here, Brother Tim, I know where my anchor holds. I am secured in my belief. I trust in my God. Sometimes the storms, he walks over the top of them. And while I'm sinking, he can reach his hand down and pull me up. Sometimes in the storm, he just needs to speak. Peace, be still. And even the storms have to obey his command. During our storms, we get to sit and admire him for who he is. Do you remember the account on the Mount of Transfiguration when Peter, James, and John went up, saw Moses and Elijah? Peter said that surely this is a good place. Let's build three tabernacles here. God spoke and said, "This is my son, hear ye him." We need to listen to what he has to say. In your storm, just look to him. He wants to talk to you. He wants to communicate with you. Well, I pray, but how? I don't ever hear a voice back. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes he speaks to you. Sometimes it's in a still small voice. Sometimes it's in an audible voice. But listen to me, most of the time that he speaks will be through this sacred book. Have you got scriptures? Absolutely. Psalms 119. We'll just go there. There's many places we can go. Verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The psalmist said in verse 97, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all day." The psalmist said in verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Listen to me. It will never be a light unto your path until it is first a light unto your soul. You say, "Well, I read it and I don't understand it." Keep reading it. The more you read, the more fellowship you have, the more praying you have, the more church you have, the more you'll get this down in here, and the brighter it'll shine to your feet. You don't need to go anywhere until you meet with Him first here. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, Jesus said, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." This house will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word. I don't know why that God chose me to preach. I honestly pray for this congregation daily. I feel sorry for you. I've heard me. Brother Keith's got this thing for on the website now, and I can go and listen to my own messages, and I'll listen and think, "Lord, have mercy on those people." I've seen videos of me preaching. But you know what? I found a scripture that gave me some hope. A scripture that bailed me out. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21. It said, "But it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." There's some things that you'll learn from preaching. There's some things that you'll learn from Sunday school teaching. There's some things that you'll learn just by being around other Christian people. It is important that you come to the house of prayer. It is important that you go to church somewhere. Amen. That old song, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way." I don't know why, but I have often felt this way, and I don't believe I've ever expressed my feelings. But I believe that Jesus loves you so much that if He had a refrigerator in heaven, your picture would be on it. You are the apple of His eye. Jesus said, "It is my church." Brother Isaac, He didn't say it was your church. It's not Denton Hubbard's church. It's not Brother Tim's church. It's not Brother Blake's. It's His church. And His church will stand if we do these three simple things. Come to Him. Hear His sayings. And then do it. That house will stand the storm. The winds won't even shake it. How are you going through the battle you're going through? Three simple things. He told us what to do when you don't know what to do. Stand.